The pandemic lockdown in Shanghai, China, could add more pressure to an already strained supply chain and make it even harder to get medical supplies. Let's bring in Mark Stewart, who covers business and economics for us. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Celeste. Great to be with you.
People may remember that early on in the pandemic, healthcare workers had a really tough time getting personal protective equipment, also known as PPE. What are they having difficult time getting their hands on now?
Right. So I've been reaching out to some of the bigger players in healthcare across the country. So, for example, the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston is telling me some of the basics, like blood collection tubes, are in high demand. Mm. I heard from the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. Some of the supplies for IVs are often in short supply. And then there's this bigger issue of pharmaceuticals. Duke in North Carolina, UVA in Virginia, like many in the healthcare system, are constantly tracking a very long list of drugs that providers and patients often turn to for their treatment.
And how is the lockdown in Shanghai adding to these issues?
So in order to make medication, you basically need a recipe card, and some items can be hard to find. So there's a drug known as heparin. It often prevents blood clots. It depends on an ingredient from pigs. Some of that, actually a lot of that, it comes from China. It's often a big supplier. And as you mentioned, because of these COVID issues, it makes it very hard to get these products from basically point A to point B.
So what can be done to fix it?
It's tough. I mean, pharmacists right now are having to make substitutions. Hospitals and medical centers certainly have been doing their best to stockpile, especially when it comes to supplies. But there are some bigger picture issues. And I recently talked to Jack Buffington. He's the program director of supply chain at the University of Denver.
The first step is greater transparency in this supply chain. You can't have public policy officials who have very little idea and very little disclosure from drug manufacturers and medical device manufacturers of how these supply chains work, because you can't manage things if you don't understand it. So I think step number one is we need much better data and transparency in how these supply chains operate.
With that said, this is something Congress has been addressing to varying degrees, reaching out to the drug makers, but Celeste, it's a very layered problem.
And how long might these issues last? In other words, when might we see these shortages stop being shortages?
Right. We as journalists like definitive answers, but but the honest answer is, Celeste, it's hard to say, because there are deep issues within the supply chain itself. And that's in addition to COVID. And even the war in Ukraine, I'm being told, is having a role in this.
And these can only be fixed on the federal level through Congress?
Certainly, Congress can play a role in this, but there is also work being done on the ground level. I heard from one medical supplier that's building a facility very close to a port with the goal of trying to cut the turnaround time to get these different supplies to the different medical facilities.
Interesting. Mark Stewart is a business and economics reporter based in New York. Thanks so much, Mark.
You bet, Celeste.